New revelations show that the chief Saudi spy, Prince Bandar bin Sultan, is pushing ahead a campaign of persecution against Christians in Syria. Although the world is yet to react to this, it seems that Saudi rulers will soon have something new on their hands to worry about. This could be of particular significance, given that Riyadh will have to bear the brunt of any consequences for Prince bin Sultan's adventurism.
Death and destruction are the common elements of everyday life in Syria. In a country which is gradually moving into its fourth year of war, tragedy is affecting everyone. Attention has now shifted to the plight of 2 million Christians living in Syria. New revelations show that Syrian Christians are increasingly falling prey to an organized armed campaign masterminded by Saudi spy chief Prince Bandar bin Sultan. A Switzerland-based weblog named Alice Schall-Unrauch says Prince Bandar is orchestrating a deadly persecution of Christians in Syria. The weblog, which has described Prince Sultan as the biggest terrorist in the world, says he has authorized any criminal act against the Christians by the insurgents under his control. The head of Saudi intelligence has even brought in death row inmates from Saudi prisons for criminal acts against Syrians, including the Christian minority. The weblog says Bandar is also responsible for the destruction of numerous Christian sites in the Arab country, including those in Ma'loula and Sidnaya. The revelations by Alice Schall-Unrauch have added to a long list of atrocities already blamed on Prince Bandar. Charges of his involvement in terrorist activities, according to the Swiss website, range from his role in the formation of the Al-Qaeda network, the 911 terror attacks, the poison gas attacks on civilians in Syria earlier this year, and finally cooperating with Israel against Iran, Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood, and the pro-democracy uprisings in other parts of the Arab world.
Everyone in Washington is aware of the fact that there were 11 Saudis connected with the royal family, many of them involved in the horrendous bombing of the Twin Towers in New York and the bombing in Washington. Everyone is aware of the fact that the Saudis are effectively de facto allies of Israel against Iran and are engaged in intervention in Syria openly.
The atrocities perpetrated by Prince bin Sultan appear to have already become a source of concern in Riyadh as well. What is not clear is for how long his adventurism and bombing campaigns that are unleashed not only in Syria but in other Arab countries like Lebanon and Iraq will continue. This is especially important given the perils of events once the tide turns against Riyadh and weaken the pillars of the Saudi ruling family.